Hi, everybody. This is May the 16th, 2019. It is the day after my daughter's 20th birthday. It was yesterday. I could not help but mention that. I so love my beautiful daughter. I can't believe I'm the mother of a 20-year-old. So it's May 16th, 2019. This is our third call in the Letting Go series, and we'll begin today as we always do in Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to lie down. If you are not in a place where you can lie down, find a place where you can sit. If you're driving, please pull over. Best would be to be able to lie down and make sure there aren't objects in your way. So if there's something that is where your hand is almost bumping into a wall, well, move a little further away. Because what happens is the body and then body, mind, spirit recoils from that, will pull away even if it's not touching us. So give yourself some space. It's going to resonate with today's call as well and our material for today. Please give yourself some space where you can breathe, where you can be, where you can take this time for yourself. So lying down on your back, have a folded blanket perhaps underneath your head and neck. Make sure that the support is touching the shoulders but doesn't go beneath. That will change the quality of your Shavasana. So take the time to take good care of yourself. Again, super resonant with our call today. Then take the flesh of the buttocks and bend both knees to begin. Take the flesh of the buttocks, move the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Extend one heel out and then the other. You can slide that heel along the floor or the carpet or the yoga mat, whatever's beneath you, so that you really feel that extension in the leg. Extension in the leg, and then release the legs, baby toes drop to the floor, the rest of the toes follow. Then just let go. Before you do that, actually, let's have you bend the elbows, dig the elbows into the floor, lift and open the heart center so the heart is open. Then release the arms into a low V, palms up position. Softly close the eyes, and now release to the floor, release to the earth beneath you. Just let go. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot. Just let it go. Let the legs relax fully. Feel the softness of the ankles, the calves, the knees, the thighs. Relax the hips. Relax the belly. Relax the chest, the throat, the collarbones. Feel release along the back, low back, mid back, upper back. Let go, just let go. Feel softness at the center of the palms. The palms are facing up toward the ceiling so that the shoulders can release down. And as you feel that softness, it's like a warmth, a softness of tingling even at the center of the palms. Can you feel it? When we place attention there, we notice the aliveness that's within us. Feel that tingling awakeness in the palms. And let that relaxed sensation, that alive sensation as well, feel that travel up the arms to the shoulders so that they are fully released, arms released, shoulders released, also awake and alive, filled with presence. Let the throat be soft and swallow to soften the throat. Relax all the tiny muscles of the face. Relax the outer corners of the eyes. Relax the inner corners of the eyes. Soften the space between the eyebrows. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain, letting the mind become quiet. Relax the tongue all the way to its root in the throat. Feel softness in the cheeks and jaw. And deeply take this time for yourself. This is for you. Watch the breath. Have you noticed the breath yet this morning? Or afternoon or evening, whatever time it is for you, have you noticed? Watch the breath. Feel the breath. Can you notice without judgment, whatever is, just notice. And as thoughts arise, as thoughts will, gently without judgment, release them. It's so unimportant right now because your focus is trained moment by moment on the breath. Let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. When I can find one conscious breath in my day, changes my whole day. Have you found that today? One conscious breath. And knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana, it begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. Slowly, slowly bend the knees, roll to the right side, support your head with your upper arm, and wait. When you open your eyes, let the gaze be soft, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor or carpet. Then keeping your gaze toward the floor, use the hands to slowly, slowly press yourself up to sitting. Then return to our virtual circle. And as always, whenever possible, camera on so that you can be fully present here, because it's a practice to be fully present. And then we take that out into the world. So welcome back to our circle. Welcome, Aaron, Sherry, you're first. So good to see you. So far, only the top of your head, Aaron. Oh, there you are. All right, let's hear from at least one or two of you. What did you love today? Training that practice, what we focus on expands. We do it here, we do that out there in the world. What did you love in that practice today? Mary Kay, you're bursting with it. I love that.
Yeah, I was really surprised. There's like three things. One, I could go in and right into it really, really quickly. And there was a flexibility and flowing that I take out into the world with me. I resonated with this, that I can do this when I'm not just sitting here.
There's a flexibility and flowing that I take out into the world with me. Yes. Beautiful. Get into it quickly. This is a practice. The more we do it, each day will be different, but that becomes accessible to us to be able to drop into that state quickly. How important is that when we're on stage, when we're meeting a new potential client? Beautifully put, Mary Kay. Thank you. And what else? You're just brimming with it today.
Yes. There was this thing you said about space, which you always say. And it was like I could, the way I'm sitting anyway, I could feel there's comfort in being, having things really close to me. And then it's sort of the same flexibility I was talking about. And that allows them to expand. If I have the closeness, it can, then it expands into infinity. I don't know what, how that makes sense, but it me.
You know, it's so interesting. I love your words. And sometimes we say things that are, that's here, especially when we're working with something like Shavasana, it's going to sound a bit esoteric. And then immediately your editor wants to take it away. Well, I don't know, but it works for me when you just said something super profound. And for those listening, if you're thinking, well, I don't even know exactly what she was saying, or I don't get it, or maybe some of you went, yes, exactly, whatever the experience was, you just something said something so very beautiful. And we begin from our own core, our center, something inside us and close in. And then from that, it ripples out. And I remember one of my trainers at Peak Potentials, an amazing, amazing woman. She was, she taught many courses that I took. Many things I bring to you, I know, are infused by those teachings. And she taught me, for instance, Ultimate Leadership Camp, which was a crazy 5-day intensive where we basically didn't sleep and we're learning crazy stuff about leadership, a highly masculine model, but like archetypally masculine, but that she brought this, you know, feminine energy to. Amazing trainer. And she used to go like this, you guys, you're growing. And it's like this. And she'd make us do this. It's like an easy, and your words remind me of that, Mary Kay. It's like it starts in here and then growing, 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 growing. And again, sometimes these things will feel esoteric. They'll feel like, yeah, but Michelle, I've got calls to make and a business to run. And we learn those things. For instance, at the high ticket virtual retreat, we learn those, all those. We learn that in practical applications. We learn some very practical doing things in the world. But if it doesn't come from this space, all that doing becomes like running around like a chicken with my head cut off, with apologies to Cindy. I always think of Cindy and all her beautiful chickens when I say that, right? So lovely. Yes, I start here and it expands out into the world. So don't let that editor take away those words. And sometimes we'll say things to them we don't even understand. I've done that answering questions with you guys. I've done that on stage. I've done that in many ways. It's like I don't even Can I trust myself enough that I don't even completely understand the words yet, but I understand them as they're coming out of my mouth? That is an unbelievable level of trust. And this practice allows us to do that. And what we say about this practice, sometimes the words, the way they come out, it's like, I don't even know what this means, but you're onto something that's really, really big, Mary Kay. Thank you. Thank you for trusting the words and just saying it. And then that trust as well goes out there into your work and into the world. Beautiful. Yes.
Say one more.
Yes, you go. You're brimming with it today. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything just whooshed in. What you were, the throat, and again, it's something you often say, but somehow something went in from my heart and the throat and love in my throat and loving my throat that goes out to everybody else.
Mm. Yeah. And again, I thank you for saying the things that I don't know exactly how it works that way, but I'm feeling it. And thank you for trusting that. And again, you're talking about things that yogis have talked about and taught for many, many years. And you're feeling it in the body. So then it becomes really real for you. So, and then it becomes implementable, it becomes something that changes our life and our work and our world. So, these are the chakras, like the heart chakra, right? So, and they're physical, they're not just physical spaces in the body, but they're much, much more than that. But we can see that there's these distinct areas in the body and they have different energies. Iyengar yoga doesn't tend to talk about the chakras much, but I actually have taught years ago, I taught many sessions of chakra yoga because the studio asked me to. So I learned about yoga coming in from that angle. Iyengar yoga gets there, but implicitly, and we don't talk about it, but there's the heart chakra, there's the throat chakra. So you can think of it as energy center. So what is the energy of my heart doing? How is that connected with my throat, with the words that I'm speaking? And if these areas are blocked, how am I going to say anything that anybody's going to hear? So thank you. I have never actually said that in this community before, but it's something that I've known and have been using myself for many, many years. Where you enter in and the questions you have and the comments you bring in, it allows me to teach more and more. So thank you. Those are really astute and beautiful comments. Don't let that anybody else go to your editor. Oh, now I can't say anything. Mary Kay's comments were really astute. I just have this thought that my toes felt good. That's all good. So don't let it go to your editor. Yeah. And if what we're saying here doesn't make sense or sounds esoteric or sounds like kind of woo-woo or you know, not tactical or something like that to you, just let it drop in. Just know that sometimes I know my teachers teach me things and 5 years later, I understand what they were saying. Sometimes I teach things and 5 years later, I understand what I was saying then. Like I was teaching that, but I don't think I really understood it yet. Mary Kay, beautiful. Love it. And interestingly, I can only see three of you so far. There's many more of you here than I can see. Cindy, thank you. I see you popping in. Yay. Thank you. So if you're in a place where you can turn on your camera, thank you. I also want to say, and I see Marla coming. Yay. Thank you. Let yourself be seen. It's also a metaphor for how we're being out there in the world. Are you letting yourself be seen? If you're in a place where you can't be, it's all good too. No judgment on that. You're here. And I got more, notes from everybody in multiple different places, texts and emails and in the Facebook forum of people who said either they can't be here this morning or they're going to be later, more than I have in, I think, a couple years. So hi to everybody who's listening in the recording as well. This, I think, is one of, in one ways, what the material we're covering today could be seen as a centerpiece for the whole year. We're teaching material related to something I learned. I've learned it in multiple different places, but one of my very first business coaches, Cindy, before Lisa, you know, so I was trained with Lisa Sasevich for many years. Before I met Lisa, I was doing Peak Potentials. Before I was doing Peak Potentials, I worked for 2 years with an amazing, his business name is Yoga Business Coach, a man named Alon Segui, totally coming from heart. Worked with him very closely for 2 years, building my first website, building when I first left the university. I didn't know anything about business in 2007. And what I'm teaching you today, he taught a related component, but he told people what it was going to be about. And he would teach 12 classes a year that he sent out there to the world. And he said, this one always had the least attendance, he said, once he announced the subject. But he said, it is the most important thing that I teach. It's so ironic. And we would talk about it. I talked to him about it more than once. This is a piece that most people are missing. Most people don't show up for. I know the people who can't come today, I didn't even tell you what it was about. I hide it behind a screen. I just want you to come and experience don't have preconceived ideas about it, but it's the most important thing, he said. And I think in a way, this what we're doing today is the centerpiece. Most entrepreneurs miss it. I think all successful entrepreneurs who are also living a balanced life, who are heart-centered entrepreneurs and really wildly successful, are doing this. And they're doing this radically so. So a little bit of I'm seeding for you. I'm hinting, but without telling you yet what we're going to be talking about. I'm just telling you about the importance of it. Thank you for so much for being here. Let's hear one more about Shavasana. What was that for you, Sherry? Yes, what did you love? Oh, and you're muted.
What really resonated with me was you were talking about letting go of everything. And I started to, I caught myself thinking about my sisters and circumstances and discovered myself in anger and judgment. And so it was perfect that the letting go came up because it was a reminder that with those situations, I truly needed to let them go. Mm-hmm. And so it was so profoundly timely.
Mm. I love it. Thank you, Sherry. And the pieces that Sherry said, it's like I found myself in anger and judgment. Then I was doing the letting go and it was really timely. It's going to dovetail with, you know, where we've been in this series and where we're going today. So I'm not going to go there yet because I've got a couple of announcements to make, but when you hear where we're going, you can recall Sherry's words because it tells you why we're learning these things in this particular order. You can enter in at any point. All of this work is holographic. You can start at any place. And also there's a logic and a sequence to why we're doing the Letting Go series in the order we do and why we put things in this particular order. And Sherry is pointing to it. I'm not telling you why or how yet, but you'll see as it unfolds, or if you're listening to this call for the second time, you'll already get it, right? Because I encourage you to do that. You know, go ahead and go back to it. You'll hear different things. Sherry, did you have something to add? You look like you were like one more thing.
No, I was just scratching my head.
Sometimes a scratching a head is just a scratching a head. Perfect. Thank you. All right. I'm just going to check to make sure she didn't text me. Okay. We have a new member to welcome, and I was expecting that she'd be here on our call this morning. I don't see her here. So hi, Jasmine. She's either here, either couldn't make it at this time, or I thought she was going to come, or there could have been some technical glitch, because you know how it is when you're first learning, and there's a lot of, it's like trying to learn how to drive a standard, if you know how to drive a standard, or even drive a car. When you're first learning, it feels like there's 5,000 different things. So Jasmine, if you're here listening in the recording, either because there's a technical thing or whatever it is, we can't welcome her live because we don't see her here live, but let's welcome her anyway. We'll welcome her live when she's here live. You all know what to do, right? And you've been there before. Can you place yourself? Can you remember what it was when you first took this leap? Do you remember that? Some of you, it was quite a while ago. Some of you, it was quite recent. You know, that jittery, like, oh my goodness, and what did I just do? But I just did it, and oh, it's really good to remember that feeling of leaping. And maybe you just leapt into something else. Like, I've been reading Pamela, you know, she's hosting a retreat, and now she's got her first verse. I was reading that on the Facebook page, so exciting. So, leaps, you know what it is. So, can we welcome Jasmine? We'll welcome her here again when she's here live, but you know what to do. How is it to treat another the way we would like to be treated ourselves? That's the first stage. There's many more stages beyond that. It's like, oh, how treating them the way that they would like to be treated because we get to know them, but we're just learning to get to know Jasmine. She's got a wonderful video. I think she's the first person who ever posted a video welcome, like a video hello. Did some of you see it? It was so great and so genuine. I'm so happy that she's here with us. So on the count of three, let's welcome her to our community. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jasmine, welcome.
Jasmine. Yay.
I want to hear from one of you since Jasmine's not here live today. What does that feel like when you do that welcoming? How does that feel? What does that change inside you? From one person, really briefly. Because how you do anything is how you do everything, and everything is energy, right? When we're creating empowering stories, it's because it all depends on the come from place. What did you notice in you, Cindy? Go.
There's just such a joy in it.
Yes. Love it. Joy. joy. Our companies come from that. How do you build a company that you're going to love? Like one of my mentors said, well, you love it all the way along the way. How do we build joy in our lives? Well, it's because we're doing it all the time. How do we build a company that a joyful company? Well, because we weave it into every action, every cell, every piece of what we do. And oh, Marla, I'm going to turn to you. Do you remember what you told me? It was two words. About, you know, I was so excited as you leapt into your second year. We welcomed you into your second year, and we didn't always do that with everybody. We ought to always do that. Somebody remind me, welcoming, because it's such a big leap as well, and a beautiful, beautiful leap. And you told me two things. You told me many, many things about what you'd gained from your first year. It was so very beautiful, but there were two words that I just felt were so important. Do you remember what they were, Marla? You don't. Do you mind if I share two words that you said? Will you trust me enough that you said something beautiful that will, you know, open it up for other people as well?
Fine.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I trust that, you know, that's, I'm listening. I'm looking at all of her energy. Is she really saying yes? And I see that. Yes. So what Marla told me with all of her being, as we were kind of reviewing her first year and then, you know, making decisions about, you know, and she decided to leap into her second year. She said many, many things, but two of the things I thought were so beautiful. She said, I feel happy.
Yep.
I feel hopeful. Do you remember that now?
Yes.
I love that. And how do we create that? Because I don't know how to build a company that doesn't start from that foundation. It's not going to be every moment. Yes, we have our moments. It's fine. But how do we build more and more on that to build a very solid company, a solid foundation? How does that happen? That's super related to our call today. Okay, so that's, yeah. Anything else you want to say about that, Marla, now that I asked you to speak? Anything else that you want to say about that? Because you're in the midst of that leaping energy too.
No, I think that sort of sums it up.
Perfect. Thank you. Love it. All right, a couple of announcements. Welcoming to Jasmine, and oh my goodness, let's see, she's not even here. Usually we do this when the person is actually here, but you saw her, a bunch of you saw her. She posted that beautiful video. It so much shows the energy of who she is, and boy, don't be fooled by her humility in that. She brings a freaking awesome, she's a new entrepreneur, as she says in that video, but she brings a freaking awesome background. Oh my goodness, what she brings to the table, what she's done before. I can't wait till you learn more about her. She's got so much to bring to the community, so much to share. And I would love for her to have a buddy going forward. She's just joined. You know what that is. So who would like to be? And remember, if you've got already a buddy or two buddies, it's fine because the buddies are designed. It doesn't mean you have to stop talking to that person, but it's designed to kind of divide like cells, like, you know, when a baby is first, you know, a fetus, or not a first, what is it? The cells, right? And then dividing, right? So who would like to be, who would like to volunteer to be Jasmine's buddy? And I would love to see, and if it's somebody that who's here, it just trust that it happens for a reason. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you. Marla. Okay, I saw Marla and then I saw Mary Kay. Wow, okay. So, that's so perfect. Both of you working so beautifully with horses. Jasmine, there's something about you and horses, by the way. So, I don't know. Well, why don't both of you reach out to her? How about that? I saw you both almost at the same time. And then you guys sort out who the buddies are. Can I have you handle that? Perfect. Then she's like abundance. I saw you both. Mary Kay just right after Marla. So, and I don't know, there's just something about you both work with horses and in such a beautiful and different ways. Okay, done. Good. So Jasmine, you have two new buddies or one, or you'll decide on one, or you guys will figure it out. Love it. Our next calls, May 23rd and May 27th. Notice that our call is on a Monday instead of a Thursday for once. That's because I was going on a trip. I canceled two trips this month. So I'm not moving it because that date has been announced for a long, long time. We don't usually have the calls on a Monday, but make sure that you're always following what's coming up on your calendar. Make sure it says updated April 18th. This is our most recent one, and we did make some changes. We do our best to keep it aligned, but it should say right in the corner here, updated April 18th, so you know you've got the most recent calendar. This one, we've only sent it out once, I do believe. So this one is the updated calendar. And so we've got our letting go call number 4 and 5, May 23rd, May 27th at 9:15 Mountain Time. Please translate to your own time zone. It's the last time we're holding it at this old time. So last couple of, for me, early morning calls. And for some of you, like Aaron, even earlier, Pacific time, right? And for Sergio, middle of the night, you know, last couple middle of the night calls in our community. We won't usually have calls at this time. Occasionally we might, but it won't be our center time anymore. I wanted to talk to you about an opportunity for you very briefly. We are doing something that we have never done in this company before. We, as you all know, we had our best year by far last year ever in this company. It has been growing exponentially over the last many years and super, super exciting. And we're doing something radically new for this company. And I was, because I was really sick, I was sicker than I'd been since Dana was small. I was pulling back from a number of things. I just made space. Bunch of calls that I didn't make, or just took things off my calendar so that I could recover. And one of those things was almost this announcement. And then I'm like, no, I can't not tell you guys about this in case there are some of you or all of you. It's a great thing for all of you to do, actually, who want to get involved. So what we're doing is we are launching, for the very first time, we are actually launching practical applications. So we did it a year ago, just in-house with you guys. Last summer, we did it a second time, and that's how Mary Kay joined us, first with practical applications with Karen's group. So I had worked out something with Karen so that Karen's group could join us. Karen, who is a dear friend of mine, and Karen Rolfe, who teaches natural horsemanship and dressage and is so heart-centered. She had me come speak to her community years ago, and she says, my people need to know about Shavasana. Will you come and speak to my people about Shavasana? Like, that's where she comes from with her and horses. It's in her, it's somewhere in her community. It's one of the many videos that she gives her people. So, so first in-house, then Karen with her people. And this time around, we're opening it up to the world. It's something very new we're doing. We are selling practical applications for $2,000, and I'm going to offer practical applications for $2,000 on a call. I've actually never done that before. I don't recommend that you do that. Not for a long, long time in your company. I have made offers that have sold right on calls, but I've never made a $2,000 offer. I don't bother because it's not usually strategic. Offer to strategy sessions and then make your $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 offer much more strategic. But this is a skill that I want to learn. It's a really good skill to have, and the company is at the right stage to be doing this. So I'm not attached to the results. I'm super excited about it. Boy, I would want to be on that call if I were you. That call is on June 5th. It's in our calendar. We call it the Practical Applications Preview Call. That's not how, when you see the emails about it on the list, that's, we don't call it a preview call. When it goes out to the list, but I will be making an offer there. And so I would want to be on that call. I'm sure I'll make all kinds of mistakes. You can track on me when something is being born and I'm making mistakes, I will make them. And if you decide to jump in with us, we're doing an affiliate launch for the first time with this in this way. We might do it one more time. It's not even written in stone. We might not even do it again. We probably are going to do it one more time, but I can't promise. And so what's happening is, it's a $2,000 course, and we are launching it by inviting people to just send Anatomy of an Empowering Story to your people. What I suggest that each one of you do this. It's a great thing to do because you can model it and then do something like it for your company. Do what works, leave the rest. So all we're asking is that you email if you've got a list. If you don't have a list, ask me how to get a list. It's an important thing to do. It's not the first thing to do. First, do what's on the high ticket virtual retreat and then build your list. So if you have a list, or even if you have people that you could tell about this, that $2,000 for anybody that you bring, and all you need to do is send them Anatomy, we'll do all the rest of the work. Anybody who joins practical applications through that, through you sending out Anatomy, we'll give you $750 of that. So we've created the course, we've created all the sequences to let people know. I've created the preview call, I do all the training, and I give you $750 out of the $2,000. So it's a tremendous opportunity for a cash infusion. It's a way of sharing with your people the work that you're doing here. So maybe there's somebody, you know, who do you know who ought to be benefiting from this work? We've never made this available to the public ever before. And I'm just super excited about doing this launch. And what we're doing, you can model all of it too. If you become an affiliate, this, being an affiliate is what you'd be if you decide to do this. Then you can track on what we're doing. I'll be telling you what we're doing behind the scenes. And the more you ask me about it, the more I'll tell you about what we're doing and why and how. Marie was asking me the other day, Michelle, you said you're doing all kinds of new things. I don't even know what you do. What's new in the company? Well, this is part of what's new. And you can get involved, and there should be an email in your inbox. If it's not there now, it will be there very soon. Amy's going to send it out. I only asked just a couple of people. Everyone I've asked so far said yes. I only had time to ask a couple people. My friend Jennifer, for instance, is getting involved in this. She's going to mail for us, and others as well. And we don't have a lot of people because I didn't reach out to anybody. I was sick, but I'm reaching out to you guys. And the other thing that I want to tell you is, then we have a sequence that leads people if for the right people. You are all the right people, for instance. Other people might have come. For instance, Sherry, you joined, and I spoke at eWomen. That's how you joined. My intention was that anybody who just came to that talk, they were served, and I hope I accomplished that. So if I never ever see them again, that they win. Then if they came for a strategy session, maybe they never ever do anything else with me, but they win. So all the way along to teach people, or to teach and teach and teach people and have them win no matter where they stop. And then to have a sequence that leads people to hear ultimately is my favorite place to play. And so there's both the, I'll be offering it at the $2,000 level. Then we have another launch right behind it, that's strategy sessions, because that's what I know how to do really, really well. So maybe no one will leap in, maybe a bunch of people, I don't care. But then we have a strategy session launch right behind that. If your people have got anatomy, they will be involved in that as well. And then for anybody who joins the community, from any piece that we do afterwards along the way, whatever their entry level is, so whether they join at Gold or Diamond or Diamond Elite, we'll give you $2,000 of that sale. So if you would like a cash injection this summer, and you know somebody that could really benefit from this work, this community has been around for 9 years. I've never ever done this before. I don't know if I will do it again. We've never offered this before. And we've never offered any kind of affiliate commission ever in an official way before. We did it unofficially many, many years ago. And what I was offering, there was no offer like practical applications, and the offer was half that. And I did it informally with a couple people about maybe 7 years ago. I don't know. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and all you need to do, there'll be an email in your inbox, and there'll be a yes, Amy, I'm in, or yes, I'm in, or no, I'm not. And if you have any questions about it, you can ask Amy. Now, because I was sick, I didn't announce this earlier, so it's coming up right away. You would be mailing to your list or telling people about it. We give you an affiliate code so we can track these people to you, and it's the mailing time is the last couple of weeks in May. Up until the June 5th call. And you can mail to anatomy, you could mail to practical applications, and you get to see all that copy as well, right? We get to see what we give to affiliates, and you can model it. So let me see. And also, we will track those people. So we tag, like if Cindy sends her friend Susan, I don't know, right? And Susan comes to the call and then comes on board and joins the community, for instance. It's a win-win-win because Susan wins, because if she's we won't invite the person if they're not the right person. Cindy wins. There's a cash influx. It's my way of saying thank you. And then also she gets to track on what we're doing. And also we will tag Susan to Cindy for an entire year. So if Susan comes to the call, but is, we just nurture people all the way along and give them content and invite them to, we'll have empowering stories for entrepreneurs in the fall and so on and so forth. So maybe Cindy's friend Susan isn't interested yet. She's got other things going on, but in next February, she joins, that $2,000 check still goes to Cindy. So this is not strategic for many of you at this point in your company, but it will be down the way. So you can plan for what you're doing down the way, and you can learn about it. So anyone interested? Would anybody want to do this? Just want to say, I'm not attached to whether you do it. Maybe some of you. Yeah. Awesome. So let Amy know, and know that it's coming up right away. And even if you decide not to do this, maybe you're focused on other things right now. That's all fine too. If we do it again in the fall, just we'll have an opportunity then. So if we're doing it, and you can still ask questions about what we're doing and why, and it might be a strategic move for you to do something like that. Or it might not be, but ask me questions about it, and I can help you adapt it to your company. All right. Let me see. A number of announcements today. So story freedom. Make sure you're saving the dates. That's in Banff, which, you know, Alberta, Canada, is like the Canadian Rockies. You fly into my city to go to the Canadian Rockies. It's gorgeous. I would take some time to spend in the Rockies before or after Story Freedom. It's beautiful. And if you are from the U.S., you will like the Canadian dollar where it stands. We're at about $1.30 to a dollar or something like that. So your money will go further here in Canada. So you can take a nice holiday for yourself. And it's September 10th, 11th, and 12th. More information will be coming. And if you are in the community, this is part of your program. And we're just going to ask, we don't have the setup yet, but we'll have it set up soon. A $97 no-show deposit that you get back at the event, just so we know how many people we have at the event. We have a small venue. And so we need to know how many people are coming, because we need to know how many people we can invite and when we have to stop inviting people. It's not a big venue at all, but it is a gorgeous, gorgeous venue. I taught there about 10 years ago and haven't been back since. And I'm so excited to be returning to this gorgeous, gorgeous venue. So September 10th to 12th, make sure it's on your calendar. The game. I haven't talked about the game in ages. And then I've been talking to my team about it, but then I keep forgetting to tell you guys. And I wanted to wait until after Mexico. And then I got sick and I got busy with other things. You guys won. And you won. Not only did you win, but you won the bonus. So if, you'll be getting money sent to you for those who were in the game. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. You'll catch it next time around next year. And you also won the bonus. And there were two bonuses, actually, and I'm doing two things because of the game, two things that got added to my calendar. And Amy was asking me, she said, Michelle, are you sure you want to do those things? There's, you know, there's a lot going on. And we bumped off some other things so that we were able to do this. June 18th, there's a two-hour workshop. The story, what's the name of it here? June, I believe it's on your calendar. I'm looking myself. Yes, Story Freedom Workshop. It is new. We've never done this before. And there's all kinds of, it's for you. And it's also strategic for the company. And I am super excited to do it, but I almost dropped it. And then I'm like, no, but this is your bonus for the game. I can't drop it. We are doing it. So make sure you save the dates. And that is something also that you can invite other people to. And then there's another thing. It's over in August. And do I have the dates in front of me? We have it set. It's on in pencil in my calendar. I'm 99% sure it's going to be there, but it's in pencil. It's not even in your calendar yet. A Story Secrets Workshop from 4 till 6:30 Mountain Time. And never, ever done this before. And these are some foundational things that everyone needs to know at the outset if they're going to be able to grow, if they want to grow their business, if they're going to be able to grow their business. It's we have it designed right now as a 2.5-hour workshop. And the reason those exist is because you guys won not only the game, but the bonus. So those are for you. And again, Amy was questioning my sanity. She's saying, Michelle, are you sure you want to do those things? And those are for you. You won the bonus. I'm clearing other things out so I can do those for you. All right. Okay, that's lots of announcements, lots of things coming up in the community for you. What I'd love to do is, any questions about that? Y'all clear on all those pieces? Yeah, Erin.
Can you repeat the first bonus, please?
Yes, the first bonus. It's on your calendar already, and it's June 18th, and it is a Story Freedom Workshop. I've been wanting to teach this for a long, long time, but have not found time on my calendar. And the reason that I'm doing it is because of you guys. You won the bonus. What's the best thing that I could give you? And so it's, let me see, all told, that's 4.5 hours of training that I just love giving you guys gifts. And that's actually more than I've ever given as a bonus, if I remember right. I've never done that before as well, but I just like to over-deliver, and you guys over-delivered, and you're winning not only the game, but the bonus. That was amazing watching you, and the slide into the plate too, which is really exciting because you guys won the bonus. It's so cool. If you haven't heard that, you know, go back to that's in the Abundance series. And we were talking about that during the game, during the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. So thank you for that, Erin. Anything else? Yeah, Sherry.
What is the time on that? Do you have that?
Let me see. It's I'm looking at the same calendar that you guys have to see that. And according to this, on the 18th, it's at 12:30 Mountain Time. And a lot of our calls these days, they don't all land at 12:30 Mountain Time, but that is a typical time. And we, it took us at least an hour to sort out a good new time for the company. That way we can catch Australia, most of Australia, not all of it, and most of Europe, not all of it. So 12:30 Mountain Time. So translate to your own time zone. And it's on.
And
your
then calendar. The August date, the tentative date, what was that again?
Yeah, the tentative date, August 23rd, Story Secrets Workshop at 4 till 6:30 p.m. So it's later because just that's when I can work it in my calendar. It's only in pencil, 99%. I won't guarantee that one, but I would put it on your calendar if I were you. And it's really exciting too, because that's just going to proceed and it's going to dovetail so beautifully with Story Freedom. So super, super excited about that. And there'll be more details later on in the summer. And if you have questions about anywhere along the way, just ask me if we haven't got to it yet. All right. Any other questions? Super excited about these things. We've never, ever done these things before. And I like what my teacher, Sandra Yancey, she's one of my teachers. One thing she says is the same thing, that the things that got you to this place, it's not what will get you to the next level. So we're doing some next level things in this company. You have to have different strategies for different times in your company. And you can track on what we're doing through these pieces and through these gifts to you, right? Some cutting edge training. All right. These are not things I've ever taught in this way before, ever. They're just like, I needed space to teach them. All right, wins. Let's hear a couple of wins really briefly, because I got so much I want to share with you today. A couple of wins. My win is, who'd like to share? What's been rolling for you? And if you don't think you have one, it's a good time to share. Erin and then Mary Kay, thank you.
My win is a nearly sold out event for eWomen Network, our 10th annual Women's Success Summit. So that was really awesome. And I sold 19 of 20 business showcases, which was really great because the showcase people, they just had amazing, amazing displays. And there was so much energy around them. It was fantastic. And
beautiful, Erin. Beautiful. And Sandra Yancey was just here yesterday in Calgary. So yeah. I know the kind of energy that you needed to hold the space for all of that. I was one of those showcase tables yesterday here in Calgary.
I saw a picture of your banner.
I didn't even know it was, I didn't even know a picture went up anywhere. I didn't do that.
One of our chapter members is in Calgary right now and she was able to attend. So she
awesome. I love it. Yeah. So Erin, congratulations to you. So awesome. I have some idea of the scope of what you were hosting. And to have a nearly sold out event, that's a lot of seats and so much to coordinate. And also just remember to others, like everything you need is in this community. And it's not that I want to bombard Erin with questions, especially when she just came out of an event that size, but here's somebody who knows a lot about events, right? Each one of you has such, and it's not even her primary area of expertise. So just know, you can lean in with this community. There's so much wisdom here. There's so much strength. There's so much knowledge. So thank, and so many wins, Erin. That's freaking awesome. Thank you. Beautiful. And then Mary Kay, you had your hand up.
I just realized I already shared it. I think I shared it on Facebook, but
okay, stop for a second. Fantastic. One of my teachers, Keith Leon, he said, how long do you celebrate something? You just keep celebrating until the next thing comes along. Celebrate it there, celebrate it here, celebrate, tell your dream enabling friends, get on a connection call with one of the people and say, guess what? I know I told you this already, but I got to say it again. I am all about that. So share it proudly, beautifully. It doesn't matter. Not everybody has seen it. Not everybody has heard you tell it. Own it.
To me, it's worth celebrating a lot because it's sort of like moving into what I really want to do. So there were seven yoga instructors who came to my Loving Presence workshop, and it was just organized between me and the big yoga, the instructor of the instructors, and 3-hour workshop, and it went really, really well. And I think I posted, I made more money in 3 hours than I can remember. And it was
Stop there for a second, man, full stop. The workshop went fantastically, period. I made more money in 3 hours than I've ever made before, period. Did you say ever? Did you say ever?
I think it was ever. I said on the Facebook, yes.
Ever. Okay, so you don't mean just in this year. You don't mean just in the last 6 months. You don't mean in the last 2 years. You said ever. Like, there's so many superlative things in this. Like, we're on a moving sidewalk here. There's so many things that are moving forward that we don't even hear them. Right? Erin, with like nearly sold out event and all the vendors, all the displays. And Mary Kay, your most ever. That's what you just said, right?
Yeah. Plus it was the, like I said, it's what I wanted to do. And it was like, so much came into my heart that it was just very precious to me that what every person experienced with each one of my horses.
Did you see what she was doing with her hands? And did you connect it with what she was talking about earlier with what she experienced in Shavasana? Some of you tracked on that, right? She's going like, oh, it's in here. And so my heart, remember she was talking about her heart and her throat. And then it goes out. Remember I was going that, and then it comes back into me. What we do in Shavasana is huge. How we create that energy is huge. And Mary Kay is experiencing it. And then, oh, it just so happens she made more money in 3 hours than she's ever made before. These things are not it's not a coincidence, right? Coincidence, as Alain Seguin used to tell me, is the universe's way of remaining anonymous, or God, or a higher source, or energy, or our best self, whatever words he used for that energy that's bigger than ourselves. Fantastic, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Thank you. Whew.
That's hot. Beautiful. All right. So, and actually, we'll stay with Mary Kay, because I want to start with questions. So Mary Kay posted a couple questions, and remember, you should, is anybody confused about how and where to post questions? Raise your hand. Be proud. Thank you. I thought so, because Mary Kay's been our poster woman for questions. Thank you. And if you're confused, make sure that you're still getting a chance to post questions. So in your inbox, in the reminders for these calls, should be a link to Story Freedom Academy and where you can post the questions. Every week, there should be a link about where you can post those questions. If you are uncertain, send a note right away to Amy and ask her for support, or post, even better, post in a Facebook forum. You might even get an answer sooner because, for instance, I know Mary Kay has that knowledge because she's been posting questions there all the time. So, you know, somebody will answer you probably in the Facebook forum, or you can ask Amy. Again, I'm not the first techie person. That's not my job is to do only the things only I can do, like in the thing that's sitting beside my desk that Sandra made me write, Sandra Yancey, all the time. That's not my job. So ask Amy, ask Mary Kay, ask in the forum. And so we post them in Story Freedom. And then it comes to me. It's really wonderful when we do in the Story Freedom Academy. It comes to me as a printout of questions, right? And then I write notes. And get a chance to see what the questions have been. And then there's a continual printout. And then I know, oh, I handled that last time. Here's the new question. And so we've got a super new technology to do that. So it's a better way for me to be able to receive your questions. But I want to make sure you can access them. So check that email. It should direct you directly every week. Check any one of them to where to post the questions. And you can post, I suggest you post one like right after this call. If you don't know what your question is, stop and think of one. If you get a new question, post another question. Mary Kay has a couple questions for today. So does that help you with resources to be able to post questions? Because I know we're in process of changing that. It used to be over in the Facebook forum. And I suggest every time you post a question, go post it in the Facebook forum too. Get some answers over there, because then your thinking about it already will have changed. And then we can handle it at an even higher level. So do whatever you can on your own. Then we can take the question to an even higher level. That's a leg up yoga move, right? That's like that's a 2.0 version of asking questions. All right. So Mary Kay says a couple questions. Do you have tips on developing an assistant or partner? There's a new person in one of my lower level programs. And from talking to her on strategy calls, I think she may have potential to learn what I do and be able to teach it. I'm thinking I'd like to have someone like this working for me. Downsides and upsides to this. So here's what I will say. When, in order to run your company, you need other people. People are crucial. I spent $30,000, if you include platinum, $30,000 to spend a few days with Sandra Yancey, really. And she says there's five things that are the foundation of a company. Her acronym is PLATE. Aaron, for instance, you would know these, right? Or her acronym is, it's not PLATE, what is it? How come I can't think of the acronym? Anyway, whatever it is, there are five things.
And she doesn't have an acronym. It's like her six P's or her five P's.
Five P's, that's what it is. Thank you. I can't believe I forgot that. Five P's. So, and one of those is people. So there are only five things that we need for a company, she says, to run a company. One of those things is people. You have to have people, whether they're volunteering for you right now. You've got, Yesterday I got arranged to hire two new personal assistants, and they're coming to my house tomorrow to help out as the company's growing. I couldn't do that before. That's, you know, that wasn't in the offering. They're not working full time. They're working part time for me. But so first off, it's a really important question because people are needed in your company. Now, people, eventually you need, you know, who do you hire? You can ask me that question another time. Personal assistant, an online, somebody who helps you, a virtual assistant. These are some of the first hires, right? I would say, depends a little bit on your circumstances. A copywriter, different people you need at different times, right? Salespeople, trainers, these are for later on. Now, how do you find these people? Let me talk about salespeople and trainers. So they come from one of two places. Either you find them from the outside and then you train them on your material, a salesperson or a trainer, or they come from the inside. They're one of your students, and then you train them on either training or sales, right? Or whatever else you need. But those are some of the key areas. Now, there are pros and cons to either. I've been asking my teachers about that because we get more strategy sessions in than I can handle. I'm mid-conversation with about 20 people right now. I've got to find time on my calendar to talk to them. And we have more leads, way more leads coming in than we can handle. That's a good problem. We created that problem on purpose, right? And then we're building structures in the company for the next stage. So pros and cons with each. But I think what at this stage, Mary Kay, and this, you know, will be different places for each of you. The most important thing is to let them immerse in the material, right? So for instance, Marie and Yvonne have both been around for years and years. They've done and are doing some work for me, right? So, and have done so for a little while now. And they, but you know, they've been around, what is it? Lost track of how many years, 4 and 8 years, I think it is. They've been around the company for a long, long time. So, but it didn't start there. There was no thought of that early on, but they were just really, really keen and they know the materials well. And now we can start to do a bit of work together. So I would say just have people around you and know that that's a possibility for them, but don't worry about that for now and just train them and be with them. And then that will unfold. You can let the Mary Kay of a year from now or whatever it is, or maybe it's even next week you want that. You can let that Mary Kay decide that. But meanwhile, nurture people in your community to nurture people. They will, if they're coming from the inside, they're going to need that anyway. And then when the time comes, you can decide whether it's going to be them or somebody coming from the outside. And there's not one solution. They're both good. They both have pros and cons. And you can make a strategic decision and ask me about it when you get to that place in your company. Meanwhile, nurture them. Does that make sense? Is that helpful, Mary Kay? Yeah, really, really, really great question about people. Let me see. Anything else? Oh, yeah. And one of the things I want to say from some of you have been around long enough to know that I did an event with a partner once. I learned so much. Cindy knows exactly what this is, right? I learned so much from that. And Cindy, I hope you don't mind if I mention something. I think you said that, can I say something that you said about it? Are you okay? Yeah. Just that, Michelle, I knew you had very different energies or something like that, right? But I didn't know that. I had to learn that. And I learned it by doing a deep dive right away. And boy, I learned the hard way. And so, and the event was fantastic. People were, you know, we got so many compliments about it and people who were just like, you know, we, of course, the event will always have some great things about it, but it has some hard things about it from the training perspective, for sure. And some hard things about it that we, just a whole bunch of challenges, let me say too. And, the thing that I want to say about this, because it's like, I want to do some like wise people learn from experience, that even wiser people learn from the experience of others. And I want to learn from my teachers too, pass it on to you and, or anything I've learned from experience. And that's that it's your company. That's what I want to say. It's your company. It's your company. And don't, you know, jump into marrying somebody either in a joint venture or something like that without dating first. It's just like, just have those people in your community right now. And nurture them and be with them. And then if you want to do something together, it's not the only way to do it, but it's my preferred way. I'm not saying this is the only way, but I learned through that experience. I love what we're doing here. We've got something really special and I didn't even realize how special it was. And even me, until I was working with somebody else who didn't have a lot of what we have. So it's your company. Have people work with you, but be at the head of your company, especially at the stage that each of you is at. And if you're working with somebody, let it be your company. There might be exceptions for one or two of you, maybe, but your company, and then you can always, and start out small with anybody else. Start out very small, but it's your company. Know the value of what you do. Do not underestimate the value of what you do. If you heard what I said, raise your hand. This would have saved me so much grief. I wish somebody had taught me that. Thank you. Good, you heard. So great question, Mary Kay. Okay, so another piece of Mary Kay's questions, and this is going to lead to the training piece for today. I also want you to look for assistance everywhere. Again, remember Sandra says people. It's one of the five key components. There are only five things she says to run a company. And people, that's one of them. So look for people everywhere or get help. Allow you to be open to the possibility that you can get support everywhere. That's from the Abundance Series. There's an abundance of people who will help you on your journey. And I was thinking about the number of people that I have on staff now. And I there's more than I realized. Like there's a number of people who are behind the scenes helping out with this, from my bookkeeper to, I'm not working with my trainer anymore, but my yoga teacher and my I have a copywriter and a virtual assistant, online business manager. Many people didn't have three personal assistants now who are doing different things for me, right? So people. And I want to tell you a brief story from Laura, who is the owner and founder of Maradade, where we used to teach the Mexico retreat. And Laura is an amazing soul, and she just gets help from everywhere. I came in and they wanted to build a yoga-friendly studio, and they didn't have anybody around who knew where the pegs in the wall should be. But she knows, and I'm an Iyengar teacher. She said, Michelle, come here, come here. And the architects were working with the people who were actually building the building at the moment. And they changed plans because they brought me in to teach them what they were doing wrong, because they were making a hole in the wall for hooks, for ropes that we use in Iyengar yoga. But when people kicked up into handstand, they would have hurt themselves. And they didn't know that. They didn't have anybody on staff. They pulled me in. I was there to teach my own retreat. Sure, I'll help. They didn't know what size the bolsters should be because they were learning it online. So I was there just before I left the retreat. And I'm there in a shoulder stand on, you know, as we do on a bolster going, no, ours are a little smaller. You got to add a little bit more. And then there was an architect there. I was like, hey, tell me, you know, just pull anybody in, because she's so aligned with her mission. And she so knows, there's the, from the Abundance Series, that other people will help. So that was a great, great question from you, Mary Kay, about people. And just know that there are more people who will help you on your, you know, when you are on point with your mission and on fire than you are realizing right now. And that goes for me too. So thank you for that question about people. That's like more than what you were asking, but I wanted to expand in around people. That was a great question. All right. Then Mary Kay's second question. Mary Kay asked, should I make a second website for loving presence mindfulness with animals? My current website seems more oriented around dressage and riding, although I include some mindfulness with animals. Can I have two websites and not confuse people? So I'm going to give two answers. I've got a provisional yes to begin with, if it's a different target market. So one of my friends, for instance, teaches corporate, and he does really woo-woo heart-centered work. And he has one website for the corporate people and one website for entrepreneurs and other folks, I think, because the corporate people would not stand for the woo-woo stuff that he actually really does. So he gives it in their language. That's my first answer. But my second answer almost undercuts the first answer, so that it can be done. The second answer, from my heart to yours, get one done. And also don't spend too long on the website. It doesn't matter so much at this stage. I wouldn't worry about it. My website was very, very old. My branding needed updating for many years before I touched it, because it wasn't the first thing to do. My company rebranded as Story Freedom in 2017. And it really could have used that rebranding, I don't know, probably at least 5 years earlier. I didn't bother, because that's not how the company grows most efficiently and easily. So I just lived with that old website. It wasn't how I was finding people anyway. Find people through the high ticket virtual retreat first. I would say my best advice would be kind of live with what you've got and get one done. So one of the things that Sandra Yancey said yesterday, which I really believe in, she said, you know, a lot of people, they say, well, I've got these four things that I, you know, do. I've got these two companies. And as soon as they say that, they lose credibility. She won't listen to them anymore. I mean, she'll listen to them as a human being and love on them, but they've lost credibility as an entrepreneur. Really important. I was sitting with somebody yesterday, won't mention their name, but at the eWomen event, and everybody was joking around. She said that people were saying, you know, She says, I'm not really an entrepreneur, but I've got four companies. And everybody was laughing. He's like, obviously you're an entrepreneur. You have four different things you're doing. But the moment she said that, I knew, and I didn't speak about it, but it was just a feeling inside me. I am not going to go to her for any of those things. Her time is too divided. She's not an expert then in any of those things. Then I immediately will go to the person beside her. So my second answer overrides the first answer, especially at this stage. From another one of my teachers, Lisa Cherney, she teaches marketing, and she calls it, people have a disorder as entrepreneurs. She calls it multiple client personality disorder. So it's like, I'm going to serve this person, and I'm going to serve that person, and I'm going to serve that person, and I'm going to serve. I'm not saying you're doing that necessarily, Mary Kay, but that can, the desire to have two websites can come from that. I don't know who I'm serving yet. And get one done. It's the advice Sandra was giving yesterday, and I want to echo that, and I've taught that before as well. Get one done. Who do you want to serve first? And how you do that, again, reference the high-ticket virtual retreat. Go and work with that person. Go and work with that person. Go and work with that person. And sometimes it might feel like they're very different from each other, but there will be a thread that connects them. I used to work with writers. That's where I began. That's what I knew when I first stepped out of university. I ended up working with entrepreneurs, and I had to put my stake in the ground. I want to work with entrepreneurs. Marie comes in. Marie's been here for 8 years. She came in first as a writer. She came, and she shared that before. She came in kicking and screaming to entrepreneurship, right? But that's what this community is about, entrepreneurship. You can't serve two people at the same time. Maybe you can down the way, but build one once. Build one thing at a time. Does that help, Mary Kay?
Not all the way.
Not all the way. Okay. What I'm going to ask you to do then is I'm going to ask you to table that question for the next time, because I want to get to the material for today, and then ask me the follow-up question next time. Is it something that's urgent for this week? Ask the follow-up question. Please do that, because there's some pieces today that will have it make more sense as well. Make sense? And I want to make sure we get to the
beginning
today. Perfect. Yes. Okay. Thank you. All right. Where we've been in the Letting Go series. Oh, Mary Kay, I'm just going to mute you once again. Where we've been in the Letting Go series. Do you remember we started with raga, attachment, right? It's one of the five kleshas in the Yoga Sutras, the things that bind us, the things that keep us unfree, according to the yogis. And one of those things is raga, attachment. And I gave you the Dr. Seuss story about the Zacks, right? So they were just stuck in their tracks and they wouldn't move on. And so we have to be able to not hang on. And we hang on all kinds of ways. Refer to that earlier call. I'm not going to repeat that content. The second call was about Devasia. They're like flip sides of the same coin, pushing away. And I shared with you Sutra 2.8. So it's the second part of the second chapter of the Yoga Sutras. And the eighth short saying in that chapter. And what Mr. Iyengar's translation, he says, unhappiness creates hatred and aversion. Unhappiness creates hatred and aversion. So we push away things. One of the things we talked about is we push away aspects of ourselves. I'm only teaching this in the abstract right now, but it has very serious, important implications for our companies. We talked about that last time. So if we are pushing away, if we start from unhappiness, leads to hatred, aversion, pushing away in all its multiple forms. Tiny little pushing away. It's like, I don't want to be in Shavasana right now. That's a pushing away. It's Devasia. Or I don't want to come out of Shavasana right now. Or I don't want to be learning this. I want something else. Or Mary Kay might be pushing away my sentence. What? I got to wait till next week. There could be raga, devasia in there. I didn't detect it in Mary Kay at all. She just is with what is, right? So when we push away aspects of ourselves, so that unhappiness triggers aversion, triggers hatred, then we can't sit with another. For instance, in a strategy session, we can't speak from stage because they're going to be pushing our buttons all over the place. And we can't get support either, because somebody's going to come up to us. They're going to mirror that thing. That part of ourselves that we don't want to face is going to get in the way all the time. And we can't do the important skill that we're going to learn next week. There's a crucial skill that we need for entrepreneurship. And if we're stuck in that pushing and pulling, there's no way we have a hope of mastering that important skill. And in order to have that skill, we have to have what we have today, what I'm going to teach today. All right. So if unhappiness creates hatred and aversion, and And I gave you some story examples as well, like Luke Skywalker at the beginning, and he's saying, you know, no, I can't go and save the world. He's attached. I've got to stay on the farm. It's not even his story. It's his aunt and uncle's stories. I got to do these other things. I'm sorry. I can't do what I'm put on the planet to do or what I'm put in this universe to do. So stuck in attachment, pushing away the mission that's his. It's right in our stories. And he has to break free from those in order to even take the first step on his mission, right? So, and also you could see how unhappy he was in that moment of Devasia. He's saying, I can't do it. But everything in his soul was miserable because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. It's right in our stories. So I haven't had a title for these calls. I used to title them all. I don't even title them anymore. But I have a title today. Before I tell you the title, I want to tell you the story, though. It'll land better. I was about to, but there's so many preconceived ideas about things. I'm trying to cut through our heads, get down into our hearts and into our bellies, or it won't move anything for us. My story is about when I used to teach at Wellspring, which is a center for people living on the cancer journey and those supporting them. And this is serious business. I had students, you know, die in the middle of the, you know, part way through the series. I went to my students' funerals. They supported each other. Some of them had, you know, had recovered. Some of them weren't going to, you know. They were amazing people, and it was such a privilege to teach them. I thought, what do I have to teach them? These people, if they show up in this class, they know stuff, because either it's going to close them down or it's going to open them up. If they show up for a class called The Healing Word, it means they've opened up. What do I have to teach these people? I learned so much from them. One of the things I learned, I want to teach you today, because some of them said they would confess in quiet moments and in the writing sometimes, right? When I got diagnosed, some part of me was relieved. This is going to lead directly to things, what you're doing in your company and what we can all do differently. But I want you to stay with me with the story first. So many of them had that story. To tell you the truth, I hardly tell anybody this. I was relieved. I was doing so much. I was caring for the kids, my husband, whatever it was, you know, my husband's mother, she's been staying with us, and I've been bathing her every night, and then I've got a, you know, and then I've got my own company, or I'm working for this company, and they've been blah, 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 blah. Finally, I could stop. This is landing in me so much. I was sick for 2 weeks. I've not been that sick since my daughter was little. So I'm remembering this so deeply. What would it be not to have to wait until then, from my heart to yours? What if we didn't wait until then? Or maybe you're already dealing with a health issue. You know, how about now? So we're talking about healthier, but it's directly related to what we do in our companies. And now you'll hear the title differently. Extreme self-care, necessary fuel for your best life and greatest success. Extreme self-care, necessary fuel for your best life and greatest success. Boy, were those people taking care of themselves. They had to. Some of them were doing chemo, they were doing radiation, others were doing alternative therapies. They had to cut back most of what they were doing, almost all of it, especially as they were going through the treatments, all of it. They're just resting in bed. In the Abundance Series, we do a piece on pause. But this, today's call, it's like a companion piece. What do we actually put in that pause when we actually stop? So we're not just running around like, sorry, Cindy, chickens with our heads cut off. I need to find a new expression. Sorry. It's graphic for me too, because my dad used to have to do that with the chickens. He grew up on the farm, and, you know, but it's a graphic image, and it really reminds us, like, don't do that, right? Let's not do that. So extreme self-care. If this hatred and aversion has so many triggers for us that unhappiness leads to hatred and aversion, well, we need an antidote to that. One of the antidotes is extreme self-care. If we're not, it's so like this that we miss it. If we're not taking care of ourselves, it leads to unhappiness, which leads to all these things that we've been talking about. So that all sounds logical, but I want it to be more than logical. I want it to be more than head knowledge, because we did all kinds of things sometimes at the university, all this head knowledge about how to, you know, transform the world, and then nothing happened. If it's head knowledge Who cares? I wanted to get into our bones. I wanted to get into our cells. Extreme self-care, necessary fuel for your best life and greatest success. So I want to ask you, why don't we do it? Why don't we do, and I'm not just saying a little bit of self-care. I'm going to go for a massage once a year. I don't know, whatever it is, right? I'm going to take some time off by running my errands right now so I'm not doing my work. That's not extreme self-care, not even remotely. In Mexico, we learn a version of extreme self-care. It's one of the things we're teaching us a whole week out of the year, one of the things we're learning. So why don't we do extreme self-care? Why don't we? What are some of the reasons that, what are some of the things that stop us? Because I think it's, we think of it as a nice idea. We all know we should do it, but then we don't do it. I'm the same. I'm not above any of these teachings. When my family first learned that I teach extreme self-care, they laughed at me. I'm just being honest. I'm trained as an academic, 24/7, grind yourself into the dust, a ton of heart attacks, motorcycle accidents among the people, you know, deaths among the people that I know in academia. That's how I've been trained. That's how my daughter right now is being trained at the university. I'm just like trying to give her some antidotes to that as best I can. I don't have this perfectly. I don't always do this. I teach this so that I'll do it too. Why don't we do it? So let's hear some of these voices inside us that keep us from actually doing it. Sherry.
I have too much to do. When I finish that, then I'll make time.
Yes, right. Thank you. Exactly. Anybody relate to that one? I do. It was a lunch many years ago. It was my friend Sarah. And I said, yeah, too much to do, too much to do. And she said, well, she told me this. I taught it. She teaches it too in a different way. She said, how about going for that massage right now, Michelle, while you're in the middle of things? But, too much to do. I'll do it at the end. There's a story from the book Sabbath that I love, and it's from the Christian tradition, but it's in many spiritual traditions. Like Jesus, whatever your relationship is to that story, just hear it as story. And for some of you, it's profoundly religious or whatever, listen to the story. Okay. So Jesus wouldn't wait until like everything was done. He would just drop everything and go away and meditate and pray, you know, and the disciples are like, bah, 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 there's all these like 1,000 people to feed and and you just drop everything and go. Thank you, Sherry. What else? Why don't we do it? Why don't we actually do it? Mary Kay.
I just had four words. I just, desperate to be heard.
Yes. I'm desperate to be heard. So I got to go and I got to go and I got to go and I got to go. So they'll finally hear me. I get it. Yeah. Good. What else? Why don't we actually do it? You, why don't you actually do it? I know that's for me too. Do I always do this? No. Do I do my best and do I do better and better? Yes. Do I have room for growth in this? Absolutely I do. That's why I'm still teaching it. What else? Yeah, Anne.
Sometimes if it's, there's free things to do for self-care, but sometimes the idea of the money, spending the money to go do other types of self-care.
Yeah, beautiful. So I from Sherry, I have too much to do. And Mary Kay, I'm so desperate to be heard. I got to get my message out there. And so, and from Anne that, you know, I've got these things, but oh, I can't spend the money. So really important to suss out these are editor voices. These are not voices that serve us, but they are very real. You know, they're the things that hold us back from doing this. And underlying all of these things, what one word of what's missing in this? These are editor voices. These are voices of scarcity. What's missing in this? When we have that framework, what's missing? Cindy.
Abundance.
Abundance is missing. That's why we have a whole series on it. There's an idea of not enoughness. There's not enough. There's not enough time. There's not enough opportunities to be heard, and I might miss them. There's not enough money. So reference the abundance series and go listen to it again, right? And so again, these are everything we do is connected. And the other thing that's missing, I would say, and it's related to that, you know, scarcity thinking, is trust. I don't trust that I'll be able to reach people, so I got to work harder than everybody else. I don't trust that I can make the money, and so that then I've got, you know, it's like this. Then it becomes this self-perpetuating circle. I don't trust that people are going to hear me. So I'm just going to keep running and running and running. I'm too busy. Or for some people, it's self-indulgent. I'm on a mission. I gotta get things done. I can't do that for me. Who am I to, right? So I want us to have and there is a huge why, but we don't always realize it. So this is connected to the abundance series. It's connected to the having a big why series. I want us to understand the why, and not just in our heads, but in our hearts and in our bodies so strongly that we cannot not do this. It's like the difference between, I want us to be masters of extreme self-care. There's a difference between an amateur practices until they can do it. A master does it until they can't do it, get it wrong. An amateur is like, okay, well, now I can sort of kind of do that. A master practices and practices until they just can't do it wrong. It's like when I did my grade 8 Royal Conservatory, I played those pieces and practiced 2 hours a day for a year. My even if I was having an off day, my fingers would just do. Just do, because it was ingrained in me. And that's, am I a master of extreme self-care? I'm not. I'm teaching this. I'm not above these teachings, but I'm getting better and better at it, right? So why do it? I want to ask you, I've got a whole bunch of things that I'm going to tell you about so that we land this in our bones. But I want to hear from you why you think it's important for your company. Because it sometimes seems like the fluff, the extra, yeah, I'll get to that. It's important, but I got to do these other things first. Other things go higher on the list. This one's the foundation for the whole year. You can't do the other things without this, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, Sherry.
So I was kind of in a situation where I spent a lot of personal energy for a whole day and been just, you know, on and emotionally and physically. And I was depleted. I had nothing more to give. Mm-hmm. And what I wound up doing was just kind of shutting the door and pulling the curtains and putting my feet up and resting and reading for, I think it was 2 days afterwards, to gather my energy back to be able to function at the level that I wanted to bring to my business.
Sherry, freaking awesome. I am pretty sure that's a piece of why I was like sick. It doesn't happen to me it hasn't happened since my daughter was little. So I was sick for a couple of weeks. I know this material better than I've ever known it. Because there were a lot of things going on in my family, and I was trying to take care of things with my sister and my niece and my parents, and a lot of things to tend to, stuff with my daughter and things going on for me too, stuff that I was processing. And so how costly is that for a company? And yes, sometimes we get sick. I get it. But I love what you did. How smart, how wise was that? 2 days. And I want you to hear Sherry's words to gather the energy back again. Where else have you heard those words, to gather the energy, in this company, in this community?
Oh, it's in that list of things that we do.
Inspired, yes. Thank you. It's number one, inspired action blueprint. Thank you for that, Sherry. So extreme self-care gathers the energy. It is necessary for inspired action. If we want to take one action, many results, and that's the only piece in that inspired action blueprint where I say, don't skip this step. Necessary component. And we can't force our way there. We can't work ourselves to the dust the way there. We have to be strategic. We have to be wiser, and we can't be without this component. Yeah, beautiful. Let's hear another couple from you, and then I've got some that I want to share with you, but when it comes from you and you actually own it, then it has the possibility to change our habits, change our practices, so that we have the fuel for our companies to actually build them. So why else do you think this is important? Like I said, with my teacher Alon, he said, well, he would announce he was talking about that, nobody would show up for that call. Oh yeah, that's that extra stuff, I'm busy. And just so, like, people didn't even know what this call was about today. It just so happens we have fewer people here today. People didn't know about it. I just think it's so funny, right? Yeah, crucial, crucial material. Why else? Erin.
Well, I know for me, and I've had a week, and I'm feeling it. When my body is rested and my mind is rested and I'm whole and grounded, I am just able to do so much more than I can when I'm really pushing my edges and pushing my boundaries. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, sure, you can push but even the word push has that, there's a sense of attachment because you're pushing something or pushing something forward. But when you're rested and whole and grounded, there's just so much more capacity, to do more, whether you need to or want to or not, kind of idea. Beautiful. I hope that's coming
yes,
through.
Yes, fantastic. Yes. My body rested, my mind rested, I'm whole, I'm grounded, I can do more. And one of my teachers, Andrea J. Lee, she talks about our companies, it's like a tree. And so these are the branches, this is what we're doing in the world. And at the beginning, we're still working really hard, but we grow this. What I'm trying to say is like our company grows like a tree. And she said, like, think about a tree, that self-care, that's the roots. What happens to a tree that's grown like this and has no roots? Yeah, exactly. Right. So the more our service, the more deep, extreme self-care we need. And like, start now. It's like, well, okay, well, I have a big company and I'll take care of myself. Doesn't work that way. Right. Starts now, wherever we are, it starts now. And often as we're growing the company, Harv Eker says that, it's like rocket fuel to get it off the ground. It's like so much energy and effort. More effort at the beginning, in a sense. Andrea Ansi was talking about that too. It's like, as we grow companies, it actually gets, we have more resources and more people behind us and so on. So as we're growing the company, we so need that extreme self-care then, because how else are we going to have that rocket fuel of energy? And Edwin Gaines talks about this as well in the Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. Great book, highly recommend it. And she talks about goal setting and, really high goals. And she's got an entire segment on extreme self-care. It's like 21 days of extreme self-care. That's one way that you can do it if you want to. I think it's, is it 21 days? A whole segment on extreme self, 7 days? I forget now. 7 days of extreme self-care. I think it's 14 days, doesn't matter. 14 days of extreme self-care. And that's because when you have big goals, you have to do this. It's not an option. It's not an extra fluff. It's the foundation. So yes. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Erin. So I want to add a few more whys to this and then how we do this before we close our call today. So why do it? One of the things that, because if we don't have a big why for it, we won't do it. It'll be that extra. It's not extra. It's not fluff. It's the foundation. It's the roots. So why do I do it? One of the reasons I do it is for my daughter to model it. She is in a program right now that is teaching her the same thing that I learned as an academic. 24/7, grinding to the dust. And my daughter took the weekend off for the first time since I took her to Tucson in December. If I don't do it, there's no hope that she will do it. She's modeling, not on what I say, but what I do. The people that you love are watching you. What is it that you want for them? If you won't do it for yourself, because we want to do it for ourselves, but if you won't, look to them. Erin, your daughter, she's watching you, right? For example, little ones, they soak up everything. Our people around us are watching us. Our clients. What happens when we show up and we're only half there? It's not fair. This is what brings vibrancy. This is what brings outside the box thinking. This is what brings courage and resilience. For the growth of the business. So Jasmine, hi Jasmine, when you're here, would Jasmine be here if I hadn't been taking care of myself? I got really sick. I canceled most everything on my calendar. When I spoke with her, I was rested. And then I had to not speak at one time and then speak at another time because I had to be rested. I had to have taken care of myself. Sometimes I'll end up dropping conversations with people. We've done most of it. But if I, at most of the strategy says, I'm going, Michelle, how can I work with you? But if I am not rested, I won't do that next call. Some people haven't come to work with us because of that, but I will stand for that taking care of myself first because I know that I won't have the wherewithal to hold space for them at the highest level so that they can choose. Because it's an intricate conversation. Do you get what I'm saying? You're holding somebody's heart in your hands. When you're speaking, same thing. Do it for yourself. I mean, often we'll do that for ourselves last. But can you actually land on doing it for yourself? And that's that worthiness issue. How worthy do I know myself to be? What comes out of my actions? And when I act to take care of myself, it's an action that puts my stake in the ground that says I'm worthy. And when we're not doing that, what's the message we're giving when we're in strategy sessions, for instance? I want you to be worthy and leap into this, but I'm not really feeling worthy about myself right now, and I've just run myself ragged. How could they possibly leap in? And conversely, when I'm rested, when I've taken care of myself in whatever form that takes, extreme self-care, I am unconsciously and at every level giving the message that that person can give themselves permission to do that too. There's no misalignment because I'm doing that. When you ask somebody to invest in themselves through your work, you're asking them to take care of themselves. How can we make that ask in alignment for not doing it? So the worthiness, it's what, like the act of coming to Mexico, like the act of coming to Story Freedom as well. Like, but Mexico, especially in terms of self-care, I'm just putting my stake in the ground, saying that I'm worthy. The actions show it, and trusting myself that there will be enough time, that I can get everything done, that all is well. There's a deep knowing of well-being when I take that action, and it's the action that produces it, not the other way around. I'll wait until I feel worthy and then I'll take care of myself. It doesn't work that way. I just do it and it brings about those feelings of worthiness, of trust, of ease. So a couple of business reasons to do this. If that wasn't already enough, and we'll talk briefly about the how. The how is easy when we understand the why. That we learn in the Having a Big Why series. I want you to understand the why, then you'll go and find it. I'll give you a few suggestions today. But the other reasons to do it, Keith Cunningham, the rich dad from Rich Dad, from the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he was the model for Rich Dad. Studied with him for many, many days at Peak Potentials, as many of you know. And what he says, where most entrepreneurs fail is they don't take any time to think. He sets aside time on his calendar to think. Now, I suggest that we will not do that if we're not taking care of ourselves. I'm going to put time aside on my calendar to think. I doubt it. If I haven't taken care of myself first, I'm just going to collapse then. For one thing, I won't be able to think. So I can't do the one thing that Keith Cunningham says where most entrepreneurs fail, and one of the most important things we could do is missing from our company if we don't do this, because that comes prior to thinking. Right? Richard Branson, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I was blown away by this when my friend Jennifer told me this. She said, I don't know where she found this. I got to find out her source. But she said, Richard Branson, maybe she read his, I don't know where she found this, spends 80% of his time thinking and resting. He's built so much on this planet. 80% of his time thinking and resting. We as entrepreneurs are doing the opposite. But, you know, who are we modeling? What are we doing? What is it that we can, you know, if he spends 80% of his time thinking and resting, how can we go from 0 to 20% or 30% or 40%? What if that were our aim? Sandra Yancey gave an interesting statistic yesterday. She studies multi-millionaires and billionaires, and she's created millions and millions of dollars in her company, all in a heart-centered way, creating so much upliftment on this planet. She's got a foundation too, where she gives back. And she said that these high level entrepreneurs, like the billionaires that she talks to, she said they spend 30% of their time learning and growing. Kudos to you. You're doing that here, right? 30% of her time. I was like, oh my goodness. That made me think yesterday. 30%. That's, if I have a 5-day work week, that's 1.5 days thinking and learning. I'm not going to do that if I'm rested. And that is also part of the resting and pulling aside working on my business, not in my business, but it doesn't count as extreme self-care. There's no way I'm going to do that if I'm not rested. If I'm not taking really good care of myself, I'll carve out that time and instead I'll just collapse on the couch or whatever it is, right? Or I'll think that I got to keep doing that stuff. So how do we create a life that resembles more of what the most successful entrepreneurs are doing? Keith Cunningham, time to think. Richard Branson, 80% of his time thinking and resting. Sandra Yancey, 30% of her time thinking and growing. If we're not taking care of ourselves, we won't do what those uber successful entrepreneurs are doing. And again, there's a connection between extreme self-care and inspired action. There's resilience that happens, and we need to be resilient as entrepreneurs. I had a couple things that didn't happen yesterday the way I expected them to, right? A couple things didn't go the way that I thought, right? A couple of bumps in the road, and not big ones, but they could easily take me out if I'm not rested, if I'm not, you know, feeling good. I took care of myself yesterday. This afternoon, I have a chunk of self-care time, so that I reintegrate as whole, that brings that resilience for whatever comes our way, whether it's the big things, like, you know, the death of my man a few years ago, or the little things like somebody didn't send me something I thought they were going to send me. Like, and that can be glitch in our mind, right? So resilience. Who would like to put some self-care in their life this week, having heard what you heard now? Actually, really, I just want to see, do you really think that you would like to do this? Anyone not? And be brave if I haven't found the words. Anyone not? Okay. Because that means I haven't found the words that land in the body yet, right? So then let's talk about how. I want to give you a couple of suggestions. And then I would suggest, will somebody start a thread in the Facebook forum of both why for self-care and how? One for why and one for how. Who would do that for me? For you. It's for you, for me. It's for me, for you. Just a thread that says, here's why I want to take extreme self-care of myself this week. Anyone want to post that in the Facebook forum? That is an action of self-care, by the way. Who will do that? It'll take like less than 5 minutes. And if you go like, wow, I just don't have the bandwidth that week, this week, I can't do it. Notice how important this, thank you, Aaron. Notice how important this training is for you. Because if there's no space anywhere, it means that this thing that we're studying and learning this week is missing, right? And again, I've been the worst offender in this. My family laughed at me. I'm getting better at it, right? So Aaron, will you post the how or the why? And let's have somebody else post the how. Who will post like, here's how I'm taking care of, let me see, here's why I want to do it. And then who will post the how? So we know those two are separate things. Donna, thank you. And Cindy and Marla, will you go and post on those threads? And you can post a separate post yourself as well. That doesn't have to go, we'll have those threads. We'll have a couple posts from you so that we keep the discussion going. The Facebook forum is there for you to do that. So how to do it. Let me see. Do I want to take the time for this? We're already over time today. Will somebody ask me a question next week so that I can give you this piece? I want to explain to you why journaling, something called expressive writing, is one of the best self-care. You don't have to use it, but I want to give you that suggestion. One of the best ways you can take care of yourself, including better sleep. Higher grades for students, relieves better breathing for those who suffer with asthma. I want to teach you about how to do that and why this could be a component of your self-care. But we don't have time today. I want to bump that to next call, but I will forget. Will somebody ask me that question? Michelle, teach us about why journaling is an important form of self-care. Thank you, Marla. Beautiful. All right. So for next week, Shavasana is a part of the self-care. It goes under that self-care. We do it for many, many reasons. One of the reasons is self-care. I get out of bed and I don't hit the ground running. I start by taking care of myself, and I trust that there'll be enough time in the day, and I know that I'm worthy, and I know that I want to take care of myself. It trains that as well, among the many other things that Shavasana does, training, focus, et cetera, et cetera. So how you do it, those are some suggestions, the journaling, Shavasana. You can find your own ways of doing it. Number one is know that you're worthy. I talked about this already, that it builds trust. So you have to take a stand and put that stake in the ground and say, I'm worthy of this. And how do you do that? Well, by doing it, to go and do it. And it kind of works in both directions, but just know your own worthiness. If you don't get on a connection call with somebody, talk to your buddy. It's like, I'm not doing this. There must be some part of me that is not believing I'm worthy. Can you help me suss that out and change that? It'd be a great connection call. Or post on the Facebook forum. The second, so one, know you're worthy. It builds that trust, right? Number two, place a space on your calendar. And here's what my friend Sarah Reif-Hecking suggests. She's a time matters queen. She says 24 hours every week with no work whatsoever on the calendar. I'm working on this and getting better and better and better at it. Nothing, not a text, not an email, 24 hours every week. That's her aim and my aim right now. Place a space on your calendar. Number two, a me day. Once a month, I learned this from a different teacher, put a me day on your calendar. I did this first in November 2011. I looked at my calendar and that month there was no place to put it. That told me that this was extremely important for me. Once a month. Can you find that on your calendar right now? You should be able to. There's several spots on my calendar now where I could do that. If there isn't a spot like that on your calendar, that says something about the importance of this material for you. One me day a month. And then one of the things that I'm aiming towards is 1 week every month. Just off. Time to think. Am I doing that yet? No. Am I working toward that? Yes. Now, Raymond Aron teaches that if you can't, that was his aim too. If you can't find that week right away, well, take an afternoon and experience it as a week. Here's my week off and I'm doing that. Like, just play and enjoy and whatever takes care of you. And then you can slowly expand it, but experience that week off. That's what I'm working toward, that week off starting now. And then one actual week off a year. We model that in this community. That's Mexico. At least a week off every year. At least of just, and it's Mexico is just one piece of that. I would more than that, but at the very, very least. So 24 hours every week, one me day a month, 1 week a month, and 1 week for certainly a year where you're totally unplugged. Number three, know that the worthiness comes from the doing of it. So don't look for the worthiness first. Know that you're worthy, and then know that the worthiness in number three, it comes from doing it. Number four, list those places where that are self-care for you. For me, yoga, the gym, walks, meditation, bath, sauna, hot tub, watching comedies, journaling, walking in nature. What Shavasana, what is it for you? Number five, count, put on the calendar and then do it. Hold to that appointment like you would for somebody else. Don't let it be, it's not negotiable. This is not negotiable. Monday mornings now are blocked off on my calendar for yoga. Somebody wanted me for a team meeting at that moment, and it was really going to be harder maybe for a bunch of other people if I held that space. And it was Amy. I had Amy make sure that I hold that space. I'm just going to yoga. Thank you. Monday morning. And then number six, find accountability. So get in touch with your small group if you have one. Get in touch with your buddy. Find accountability so that you will hold that space for yourself. All right. There's another piece I'll pick up next time about the why and the how of this. Just a few more details that I will give you next time. Who is going to find at least, who's going to aim for 24 hours this week off or as close to that as you can get looking at your calendar? Who will do that? Just checking to see. Yeah. Okay. Who will do a portion of that as much as they can this week? Hands up. Okay. Who will take some time to find out what you're actually like to just, let's just do this before we end. Who will post a list on the Facebook forum? Here's the ways that I find my self-care. Let's see, we have a how. Do we have a how list? We had a why list. We had a how list. We already have that. Okay. So who's going to take some time this week to figure out, well, what's your how for doing it? Here's my list of things that I would love that really take care of me. Who will do that this week? I'm just checking. And notice if there's hesitation. And I don't want you to put up your hand if you don't mean it. But also, if you're hesitating, notice how that's possibly an indicator of how important this teaching is for you. Because it might come from, I don't have time this week, right? So just notice that, right? And who learned at least one thing that is going to encourage them to place this on their calendar some way, somehow, so you can model those most successful people for your company who's going to find a way to work this in to their life. Let me see a show of hands. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Let's end this call. One aha, one inspired action. I know that you were tracking on this. I could see and feel you hearing this and your comments were beautiful. So I know you got this. Let's take this to the next level because this is needed for the skill that we're going to learn next week. If we don't have this, we can't do this skill and you can't close a strategy session without this skill for one thing. So then we can't make offers that land as far as I know, and you can't have a business. And this is needed in order to get there for this skill for next week. Right? So one aha, one inspired action. Erin, you're in my top left corner. Let's begin with you.
Click the button. You need to click it twice. My aha is, it's more of a reinforcement of what I know. And in fact, just yesterday, I was looking at some pictures of two trees in my yard, big, beautiful oak trees. One we had to take down because it was it has two main trunks and it was splitting in the middle and it was going to fall on our house. So we had to remove it. Not 4 or 5 months later, a tree that was behind it fell down in the first windstorm because its roots weren't deep enough, because it had, well, it had been in the shadow, in the protective area of the other tree.
I've got chills running through me, Erin. Thank you for sharing. This is so on point with what we're learning today.
And I guarantee that tree was the child of the mom. Mm. It was the other tree was much bigger, 200 to 300 years old. The tree we had to take down, the other one much smaller. Mm. So we do a disservice, I think, when we don't care for ourselves and put down those deep roots.
What are we teaching our children, our the next generation, the people we serve? Thank you, Erin. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
Well, today I was planning to do this at some point. I don't think I was planning to do it today. So today I'm going to have a nice bath because I haven't had a shower yet today. So I'm going to go in there. I'll indulge in a bath because I usually don't. I do showers primarily. So I'm going to have a bath, just a nice soak. It'll probably be 20, 30 minutes. Hmm. I'm just going to lay there and relax.
One small change, huge shift, life-changing, company-changing, could not be more important. Thank you, Erin. Yes. Cindy, you're up.
My aha is when you said that so many of the people with cancer or serious illnesses, when they get diagnosed, they're relieved. And that's exactly what happened to me when I had my car accident forever ago. And it gave me permission to back off and take care of myself.
Right. Thank you. So how about we do it before the cancer, before the car accident? Can I know my own worthiness enough that I give myself permission before needing these things to happen? Thank you.
Yeah, and that my action is going to be, this gave me a very positive way to rewrite part of the beginning of my signature talk. Mm-hmm. And make it more effective.
Because you're teaching people about that self-care, right? It's a component of what you're doing for your people. I get it. Yes, mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Marla, you're up. And don't forget, you're muted. And I can only see your eyes so far. There, that's here. Got it.
I think it was about the worthiness, that you feel worthy of doing it because you do it.
Yes. Thank you for hearing that, for underlining it. You feel worthy of doing it because you do it. You just go do it. Thank you. And what's your inspired action?
To take the time to enjoy like my dog walks rather than just doing them.
I love that. That's often when I end up talking to my friend Sarah. And she's, teaches this par excellence. And it's a big component of what she teaches. And she's often out walking her dog. And then we chat and we're just beautiful, quiet time. It could be by yourself, chat with another. It could just be with your dog. It's so beautiful. Simple, simple things. Changes our companies, changes our lives. Thank you, Marla. Beautiful. And you're up.
I can't think of an aha. Mm-hmm. But my inspired action is to sit down and make my calendar and put in the time.
Ah, thank you.
To look after myself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you know what? So I hear an aha in your action. The aha is that I can carve that out and put it on my calendar. This is one of the teaching points from today, right? And how important that is, because what's on my calendar is what reflects the values of my life, because that's what I'm actually doing. Thank you, Anne. Beautiful. Love it. Donna, you're up.
Good morning, everyone. I'm processing herd from Sandra Yancey's event yesterday. And I think what I'm recognizing is the difference between just not doing and self-care. It's pretty easy to sit down in the evenings in my recliner and just do stuff in, you know, whether I'm just flipping through a magazine, watching whatever my husband's got with the control of the remote. Not as anything in self-care, but wasted time.
Thank you for that. A friend of mine who's a hugely successful entrepreneur just told me this week she learned that from me, up-leveling the level of self-care that she feels she deserves and expects and even and will pay for and will take time for. Thank you for underlining that. Yes.
I don't, you know, and weather was not conducive this morning, but my fountain comes out when the weather's changing and I get a little bit more seasonal weather. And so this morning it was a little too cool and too wet, but I bundle up and I go spend, you know, about 6 in the morning, I go sit out there and I'll journal a little bit. And I didn't get to do that this morning before I had hit the ground running. So I think if I've got anything figured out, it's when I choose to calendar in self-care, it's not tire kicking. It is actually something that actually has some value to it. It's not just go look up a recipe for dinner or self-care because I'm stepping away from my office. And part of the problem is when your office is in your house, it's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've heard
around,
it. The depth of the level of self-care, a whole different level, and it's at the foundation. It's the roots of our company. It is not a fluffy extra. The company can't even be built without this, as far as I'm doing my best to find the words. I know you guys have heard it from everything you're saying here. Fantastic. So you've got your your inspired action to go sit by that fountain. Thank you. I think that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Good, good, good. Beautiful. Sergio, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak. Yes, you are. Yay.
Yes. The importance of self-care and taking time off and pausing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, slam dunk. And then what's your inspired action for that?
Well, this week I'm going to a place where there's a beach, so I'll go to the beach each day.
I love it. Going to the beach each day. So what is it for each of you? How are you going to implement what it is that you've learned this week at the foundation of your company, without which we cannot build our companies? This could be seen as the heart of everything we do. This at the foundation. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being here late too. I know we went really, really late today. Have a fantastic week, everybody. And I will see you next week for what the skill that we build once we have this in, the skill without which we can't make an offer that will close. So, and it's all part of this Letting Go series. Can't wait to see you next week. Remember to answer the email that should be in your inbox. If it's not in your inbox, somebody let me know, text me. Amy should have sent it out by now. And just let her know yes or no you want to play with us with practical applications. It's going to be super informative and I think super fun too. So it's my cutting edge journey for the company. So have a fantastic week, everybody. Love you tons. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.